Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Question Reality. I'm Priscilla Leona, producer and host of this show, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. For 9 years, we have been ranked the number one entertainment career advice internet radio show worldwide. Now, this show is for you if you are currently pursuing a career or dreaming about it, currently or dreaming. We can dream or we can be pursuing a career in the entertainment industry. And our guest on this show will help you by providing tips, advice, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in a wide variety of show business jobs, in front of the camera, behind the camera, the theatrical stage. It's endless. It's endless possibilities in entertainment. We just don't do any porn. So if that's what you were hoping for, get the hell off the air. We're not doing any porn today. Okay. So guests on this show include Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars, producers, directors, casting directors, talent managers, screenwriters, actors, singers, songwriters, writers, comedians, script supervisors, stunt people, and usually in December, we bring on entertainment lawyers. For some damn reason, people seek out entertainment attorneys in December. I think it's because they're all being sued in November, December, and they're trying to get the attorney for January. So in December, we always have an entertainment attorney. And it's really great. I mean, if you're moving up the upper echelon in your career and it's on track, you will at some point need an entertainment attorney. And even if you don't, you should always know what they do anyway. All of the guests on this show have been selected because they're at different stages of their careers. That means that we'll definitely have someone on the show who will be able to answer all of your show business career questions. And if you missed any of our shows or you need any information about a specific entertainment career, you're going to have to go to our archive page, and that's on latalkradio.com, and you search for the title of our show, Question Reality. Or you can search by my name, Priscilla Leona, and you can download those shows 24 hours a day. I go nowhere. I'm available 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365. You can never get enough of this East Coast voice. Yes. Some people say, my God, they have to get the aspirin lined up for after the show. They need to take some aspirin because my voice just puts them in overdrive. It just flares up the migraines, and I don't care. Okay, so all of the Question Reality shows are also available for free on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher.com under the podcast section. And please make sure to get your newly designed free mobile app. They are gorgeous. You should see our mobile apps. Well, I want you to see them because I want you to download them so you can listen to me 24 hours a day. It's on the homepage of the latalkradio.com website. And that's located on the right-hand side towards the bottom of the page. So finally, if you want to be a guest, we are booking for the new season. As you know, for 9 years, we're going to be celebrating our 10th year in May. For 9 years, you know, we are always booked 6 months to a year in advance. You know, I was doing it. I got a waiting list like a year long, but I was booking like a year in advance. But what happens is people go on tour, they start film projects, and they go to like New Zealand and all these godforsaken countries, and there's no cell phone service. So I said, to heck with that. I'm just going to book 6 months in advance. So please go to the website and submit. Okay. It's not the LA Talk Radio website, though. You got to go to questionrealityradioshow.com and click the contact link and submit. And we will, submit your websites and your social media sites, and you will be considered to be on the show. As long as you're a working professional, even once in a while, we have novices and beginners to come on because we want to hear about, I don't want to say how many cans of tuna fish and ramen you're eating a week, but we want to hear about your laurels and your tribulations. We want to hear what it's like. We all had to get started, eating off the McDonald's dollar menu. And we love to hear that because it's very inspirational. And we all started from, most of us started from that place. Maybe some of us didn't. Some of us were born Kardashians. So we have a fantastic show for you today. And I tell you why I think it's fantastic. Oh my gosh, I was so excited. I can't tell you how excited. Yeah, I'm going to tell you how excited I am. Okay, so everybody knows that I'm obsessed with reality television. And I watch just about every reality show there is. Okay, and if I'm not watching them, I'm reading about them. So a couple years ago, I discovered this website called Reality Tea. I don't even know how. It just popped up somewhere. And I was looking for specific shows that I was watching at the time. And I discovered this hilariously funny, witty, clever, brilliant writer. Her name, I didn't know what her name was at the time because it was just Erin M. But as the years went by, I think it went to Erin Leah or Erin Martin. She'll tell us in a minute. And I was like, because I just knew Erin, and I'm like on Google going, oh my God, she's so funny. Who is she? Well, I gotta know who she is. She's gotta come on the show. So when I started reading the recaps for one of my absolute favorite reality TV shows called 90 Day Fiancé. Everybody who listens to my show knows I'm obsessed with this show. And now I am not a hearty laugher, nor has anything I have ever read. I'm like dead serious. I have never, ever read anything in my life that has made me laugh so hard that I have tears coming down my face and I almost do a little wee-wee. Yes, I'm almost at the wee-wee stage reading this woman's column, okay? When you read Erin Martin's recaps of the reality shows, well, at least one of my favorites, which was 90 Day Fiancé, I couldn't even get my breath. I was laughing so hard. And my husband absolutely hates when I read her articles because I do it at like 2 or 3 in the morning because it's the only time I have for my personal entertainment. And I wake him up because he says I have this. When I read Erin Leah Martin's recaps of 90 Day Fiancé, he says I have this Macbeth witch cackle, and it drives him crazy. He hates it. He's like, can you go in the living room and read this column? I can't sleep. I am all over myself. He thinks there's something wrong with me. So again, she is an absolutely brilliant, clever writer. And I'm going to put the sardonic writer because I like sardonic humor and I find her writing to be very sardonic, which is a very British way to write, I feel. And if you're a reality TV lover, it would behoove you to read her recaps on reality TV. She doesn't just write for my favorite reality show 90 Day Fiancé. She does many, many more, and we're going to talk to her about how many more she writes for. But I am so serious. I am obsessed with Erin Leah Martin. Okay. I am obsessed with her. Now you're going, oh, okay. So we know she writes she's a recap writer for multiple reality TV shows on the hit entertainment website, Reality T, but what else does she do? Okay. Well, she's going to tell you about the rest, but the ones that I know of are 90 Day Fiancé, obviously, Love After Lockup, Vanderpump Rules, and all of the housewives, the Real Housewives reality TV shows. And then again, she does so many others, and we're going to let her tell you about those. I don't want to go through the whole list. But recently, Erin created her own podcast called Pink Shade. Now, how cool is that title? I love that title. Got to find out where she came up with that. That is where they talk about television shows that we're addicted to, the reality stars that we love, and maybe not love so much, because there are a couple of them. I'm like, oh my God, I'm throwing things at these people. I'm like, I will kill you. I want to wrap my hands around your skinny little neck. Finally, Erin and the beautiful, who I just absolutely, one of my favorite actresses, the beautiful, multi-talented celebrity Jenny McCarthy, they have been doing a show together for a while called The Jenny McCarthy Show, and it airs weekly on Sirius XM on Channel 109. So you definitely want to tune in to all of that. And if you can't remember, then you can, after the show, you can listen to it again. But again, Jenny McCarthy Show airs weekly, Sirius XM, Channel 109. And then tune in to Reality T and look for Erin Martin. I don't think she goes by Aurelia Martin, but Erin Martin. So let me give you her website address real quick before we bring her on. Her recaps are on realityt.com. Just like it sounds, realityta.com. Her Pink Shade website is acast.com/pinkshade, and that's acast.com/pinkshade. The Jenny McCarthy Show at Sirius XM on Channel 109. Twitter at Erin Leah Martin, and Instagram at Erin Leah Martin. So, without further ado, oh, you know, real quick, before we get Erin on, I just wanted to thank last week's guests, Jessica and Brianna Bunavax. They were my guests from Yolanda Hadid's new show on Lifetime Channel called Making a Model with Yolanda Hadid. And this kind of ties in to Erin a little bit. Now, as you know, Yolanda Hadid is the mom of the supermodels Gigi and Bella Hadid. Oh my God, they're so breathtaking, like beautiful. It's just not right to be that beautiful. I don't know why, but it's not right. So they gave our listeners a ton of advice for aspiring models on what it takes to become a young supermodel, because they're out there doing it. And it's because of their mom, Yolanda, who made it happen. She's like a momager. Well, she was, you know, she was also, the way this ties in, is that she used to be on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So I missed that, and I'll tell you why. I hope I missed the whole Yolanda Hadid season. Now, if you missed the last show on that, go to, again, latalkradio.com. And they were just on last week, so look for Sunday, February the 11th. And then real quick, I want to tell you about my friend Mary Lou Belli. She's been on the show many times before. Two-time Emmy-winning award director, author of the new sitcom Career Book, Acting for Young Actors, Directors Tell the Story. She has a new film that's out called America, and it just premiered in Washington, D.C., and we'd love for you to check it out. Like it on Facebook, America the Short Film. And the great news is Mary Lou Belli is now directing Station 19, which is the Grey's Anatomy. Now, I have never watched Grey's Anatomy in my whole entire life, but it has been on for like decades. I never watched it. I don't know why. I missed the whole McDreamy thing. I don't know. There was a McDreamy. Don't know who he was. Can't remember. I think I know, but I can't remember right now. But this show, Station 19, is the Grey's Anatomy spinoff, and Mary Lou Belli, my very, 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 very favorite friend, favorite director friend, is going to be on there again. America, check it out. It is. Oh, go to my website. Everything is on there that I'm talking about if you missed it. Now, without further ado, let's bring her on, the hot, sexy Erin Leah Murphy, Miss Reality herself. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Priscilla. I'm so happy to talk to you.
Oh, my God. You're not as happy as I am to talk to you. It's like I don't even know that you have a voice. It's like, there's no voice. There's only words that I see on the website of Reality T. It's like, is that a real person? She's too perfect.
There's a real person. I know, it's crazy.
My God, I just cannot believe that you, I never thought it was possible, Erin, that I would ever get you to come on my show. I didn't know how I was going to reach you because you just, on the website, it was just Erin M, I believe. And I went to Google.
Yes.
I did Reality T, Erin M. I did nothing. I could not find you. I was ready to hire a damn private investigator to track your little ass down because I said, I have to have that girl on my show. Who is this person? And then I was trying to think,
God,
what does she look like? Because the way she writes, I see her as like trendy and hip and fashionable and gorgeous. And when I saw the picture, I'm like, son of a bitch, she's exactly the way I pictured her. She's hot, she's sexy, she's happening, she's trendy, and she can write. She must have a man east, west, north, and south. I'm just telling you right now. There's gotta
be a lot going on,
right, Erin?
I am just going to play back this entire intro every day for the next year because I am like, who is she talking about? Like, who's that bitch? I'm like, I just can't believe it.
I can't believe that you're on my show, and I want to thank you so much for coming on. I actually am so happy that someone created the website Reality T because reality shows were on a long time, I believe, before this website was created. And again, correct me if I'm wrong on any of these things because I didn't do the history of Reality T. But let's start with the first question. Was Reality T, I got a lot of Reality T questions. Was Reality T created by an individual, a family, or a company? How was it first created?
So the parent company is out where you are. It's in LA, and it is totally Her Media. And underneath of that umbrella, there are several brands. You know, there's like a Momtastic, and then they're like parenting websites. There are, I don't even know if there's cooking, et cetera. And so they developed this reality brand, and that's my editor who I have now. I've been with her for 4 years. She sort of spearheads the whole thing, and it really took off. So its own world.
Year did they launch Reality T? Because I just discovered it like when I started watching 90 Day Fiancé, but I think it was around before, right?
Oh yeah, it's been around. I want to say so. I've been there maybe about 4 years now, and I think it was around even 4 or 5 years before I got on board. So it's been around eight or nine. I might even be undercutting that. It might be even a little bit longer. It was, it's kind of getting long in the tooth.
So
I don't know. It's one of the older sites.
Why then do I not see a mobile app for Reality T? Or is there one?
There's not an app. You're right. You know, you're right.
I am so right because I am so annoyed by that. I was ready to track them down too and say, why do I not have a mobile app? And I thought it was just because it was like a year or two old or 3 years old because, you know, it's very expensive to create a mobile app. And I thought, well, maybe they're saving up. But now that you tell me they've been on that long, they need to get a mobile app. They are long in the tooth and so out of date. I am just so annoyed. Your writing is the only thing that keeps me coming back to that website because those damn ads are all over
the ads.
Oh, it's crazy.
I know.
You can't even pull it up on your phone.
So that is a complaint.
Yeah.
It's huge complaint. I know I bring it up on my phone to check like comments or I'll need to log in to do something. And I'm like, oh, screw this.
I can't. I don't even do it on the mobile phone because you can't. It's just ad on top of ad on top of ad. But I can fare better when I pull it up on the laptop. So at least we got that. But get on them now. Erin, get on it. Tell them they need a mobile app. Now, you've been there for, you say, 4 or 5 years. What was the interview process like for you to get a job? Did they seek you out? Did you seek them out? You know, how did it happen that you came to write?
Well, it's interesting because this is just kind of like a side gig for me that's turned into something bigger. I am actually I was an English teacher for a long time, a high school English teacher. And I taught English literature. I taught creative writing. I taught journalism to like sophomores through seniors. So, I mean, I was in like the world of like real snark, real ambivalence, real, you know what I mean? It's like a tough gig out there at a public school, very diverse, you know, a big school system. But I love reality TV. I've always loved it, but it's sort of been my like secret passion. Like I'm not talking to the kids about it. So
You can't even tell anything about it because I swear to God, Erin,
no.
Every time I tell like my friend, I'm in the entertainment industry and I tell my other entertainment friends that I watch this show and that show, and they're like, why do you watch that trash? Blah, blah, blah. Daddy, blah. And they just like look down on me. And I said, let me tell you something. Since I've been watching reality TV, I know right now that I could deliver a baby. I could win a lawsuit in court. I could style a celebrity. I mean, these shows out there today, I say that the person who doesn't watch reality television is, you know, I'm going to just say it, very close-minded, because there are so many things that you can learn. And I'm not saying every single show you're going to learn something educational, but they have incorporated so much education, even if it's just about another culture or about a different socioeconomic status that a person has. Like, yes, I watched Honey Boo Boo, and I'll just put it out there. Love me some Honey Boo Boo. Loved Honey Boo Boo. And yes, I learned that you can put ketchup on spaghetti. I didn't know that
spaghetti.
Before. I didn't know that was a damn Southern delicacy.
There you go.
I didn't know for entertainment you could throw lard on the floor, get in a trash bag, and slide for hours for entertainment. What's wrong with knowing that, Erin?
Exactly. I mean, you know how to marry more than one person
if you watch
reality television.
You can shoot a damn duck from 150 paces. I don't watch Duck Dynasty. I draw the line.
I've never watched that either. I'm totally not above any of it. I used to. So I'll just tell you how I got into this. I always was telling the kids, because I was first and foremost a writing teacher, and I would be like, write what you know and write how you talk, and I've tried to beat out the formal writing mechanisms from, you know, because we really raise them to write formally, and you need that. But if you really want to say something, you have to say it, you know, just like you talk. And I love unscripted television, especially the stuff that is not produced that much. Like The Bachelor is probably my least favorite reality TV. 90 Day Fiancé, Love After Lockup, but that's my jam. I love that shit. Because it's unscripted, and it's like I get to see what's going on without, of course there's producers, you know, and they're on the ground and they're doing stuff and they're manipulating the way the story unfolds, but there's no hair and makeup. These people are saying things they're going to regret later. It just feels like, it feels Shakespearean or something. I'm like, this is like modern day Shakespeare to me.
Well, we know there's no damn hair and makeup for when we saw that Cassia way back on the first one.
God.
I'm like, girl, that is a rat nest on your head. You need to get a serious brush through that. I mean,
they're sweaty. Yeah, it's bad.
But then when you see that girl, oh, you're going to have to tell me your name. I've watched so many reality shows. I get it. The one most recently, she was the Brazilian girl with the guy who didn't want her. She wanted
Paul
to be
and Carini?
She wanted to be a model. No, she wanted to be a model, and her controlling boyfriend from Arkansas, he paid like $5,000 for her to join that bogus reality.
Yeah.
What was her name? She
Paola. Paola and Russ.
Yes.
Paola and Russ. And she called him Ross.
Her makeup, she was always hooked up. I thought they were doing her makeup professionally, but maybe she did her own makeup. She just did it.
She must have done her own. I think she got her own glam squad. But so I started to me, though, writing about this stuff, you joked that you couldn't find me because I was under Aaron M. I was like incognito, right? Because I was like, I'm going to write about all this stuff. I want to talk to the commenters. I want to be out there. But I was like, don't put my last name on there. I was totally hiding for so long, which is ridiculous. Yeah. Because
not because you
I needed to come out.
The way you were able to capture the essence of these people is absolutely amazing. And you know, and you did it in a very professional way, because I mean, let's just be honest. What's her name? The Moroccan the girl with the Moroccan boyfriend. What is her name?
Nicole.
Now you just did your best to give her some good words. You really did. I mean, I know I could have, as a fluffy person myself, I could have whipped some shit out on her, let me tell you now. And you were so delicate and so professional with what you said about her, but just so tasteful. Just so tasteful. But yet, funny as hell. Every one of them did. I mean, I didn't know that people like this existed in the world, like the one guy who was with the Russian girl, and she told him right straight up, she's like, I want your money, you're going to pay me $10,000 a month.
George and Anfisa.
Thank you. Yeah. And did you hear he just got arrested for like 200 pounds of pot?
Girl, I just did a podcast on it. Yes, okay, he got arrested 300 pounds of pot in Arizona. He is a marijuana dealer, but he's a legal deal. I don't even know what you call it now, but he's legal. He's good. So, but he's in Arizona with 300 pounds of pot, and it took 2 days for Aunt Fisa to bail him out.
It didn't take her 2 days. She just didn't want to do it at all. And I bet a producer got on the phone and said, you better bail him out if you even hope to get back on this damn show.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm surprised, honestly. I am surprised they're still together because, I mean, this woman was ready to put cyanide, like traces of cyanide, in every Big Mac that he was eating. And I knew, I thought she was going to kill his ass before the end of the show. I was like, his days are limited, but they're still together, apparently. How is that possible, Aaron?
I don't know. I mean, I really feel like they are they need the appearance fees, and they need the money from the pittance that the show gives them for their appearance fees. And now that Anfisa is legal, she can get an appearance fee too, apparently. Like, so 90 Day Fiance, the foreigners don't get paid. So this is a semi-cheap show in terms of talent, because they only have to pay half the talent.
How it works. Everybody was emailing me, asking me, ask Aaron, how does it work? Do they get paid?
They get paid like nothing, though. I mean, they get paid like $500, $2,000 of an appearance. And sometimes the appearance translates into 10 minutes on a show. Sometimes they'll take up half an hour. It just depends on how much drama you bring. So Anfisa and George got the same talent manager after the last season wrapped, I think, and they're just really bringing the drama, so they're getting paid higher than some of the other castmates. And since they're staying married, she can get paid too. It's just so crazy.
Factor that out? How do they find the stats for that to be able to say this one's more popular, this one is? How do they? Because I mean, I know there are there's a rating system, but I don't think it rates reality television show. How do they?
I don't think so either. I bet they just negotiate their own fees, I would think, because it seems like there is one of the strangest casts, because they're not ever together. They don't even know each other until they get on the tell-all, and then all the shit hits the fan, you know, at the end of the season. They're not filmed together ever, so they're not really a cast. They're like six separate entities.
Yeah, I know.
So I don't know how they do that.
That is strange. I don't know how they figure out who gets paid more, but I tell you,
I don't either.
People just, they hate Anfisa and they hate George for for loving amphibians. That's what it is. Now, question, why did you want to be a writer for the reality TV website? Was it because you loved, as you said, you loved the reality TV shows? And did you approach them or did they approach you? How did you get the gig?
So, yeah, I'll go back to that. I completely went way around that question. Sorry.
That's my fault.
Oh my gosh, I could talk to you about 90 Day Fiancé forever, so we have to stop probably. But so I read reality TV for a good 2 years before I'd seen them put out all calls like, hey, freelance writers wanted, send us a sample. And I was like, oh, I don't have time. I don't know what they want. You know, I don't know enough about this. And then finally I was like, you know what? This would be really fun just to recap one show. And they were looking for people to recap some shows that were just sort of fly by night. So the one I did, I sent in a sample one night. I just wrote it in one night. I was like, I'd been reading it for so long, and Reality T's editor in this all call said, you know, give us your own voice. You don't have to be the voice of anyone else you read on here, and it doesn't have to be just snarky. It just needs to be you. And so I thought, okay, well, I can do that. And so I recapped a show called Game of Crowns. It was a one-season wonder on Bravo, and it was about grown women fighting in pageants. So it was like perfect to recap because it was so over the top and so silly and so bizarre. And it was set in Rhode Island, where a lot of my family is from. So I was like, I know this. I know what Foxwoods is. I know where they are. I'm writing about these chicks. And they were like, yeah, totally. Recap this show. That's great. And of course, I did it for free. This is a tip for everyone. A lot of times you have to write for free at the beginning if you really want to write for a particular site. Now, that was my path because I loved reality TV so much. I was like, absolutely. It was just the fun of doing it. And once a week didn't kill me. You know, I could do one recap a week. And as that started getting momentum, I started being asked to do, you know, like Below Deck, or do you want to do Little Women LA? I've recapped Little Women LA from the beginning to the end. I'm still recapping it. It is killing me, but I'm still doing it. And just, you know, on and on. I did My Five Wives at one point on TLC. I did shows that I'd never watched before. And then I started doing some shows that I really loved, you know, like Real Housewives of New York and, you know, the bigger shows. And 90 Day Fiancé came about because my editor, I was watching that show. I was like totally on board with that show, but nobody was recapping it. And nobody was being asked to recap it. And my editor put out an all call, like, is anyone watching the show? Will anyone recap it? And I was like, reply instantaneously. I was like, I've been watching this show. Yes. Like, is the sky blue? Yeah, I will recap. Like, this is the best show on television.
Best show ever. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it had the ratings. But you know what? It actually reached, I read that before the 90 days, which is the newest iteration of this whole franchise, which was even better. It was in the 2 millions, Priscilla, 2 million mark.
And you're going to know the names. I only know by description. You put the name, I think, Paul. Paul the criminal. Oh. Wait, Paul and Carini, I think it was, right? The little little sticky guy who wore those clothes for like 22 days. Oh,
yeah,
my.
Like a germaphobe. It made no sense.
He nearly died when he brought those big boxes of luggage. And I'm like, are you kidding? What the hell is he doing? It was so creepy. I hate to say it. I don't want to speak badly about everyone, but he just creeped me out so bad. I just thought, what is Eric going to say? And while
I was watching
the show, I was thinking, what is Aaron going to say about this episode? And I literally could not wait. I kept hitting that little round arrow on the reality TV website. Like, Tina, it wouldn't show up. I'm like, where's her damn recap? What time is she recapping? Because I thought there is no way. So I love, of course, the original 90 Day. I'm obsessed with before the 90 days because, oh my God. Oh, when he was going to put the condom on his wee wee so that the parasite didn't go up there. I thought, oh my God. And now the happily ever after.
Right.
Oh my God, Aaron, it's too much for my heart.
I know.
How do you keep up?
Living in the best of times.
How do you do it?
Best times ever.
How do you do? All of those? Do you have a
dagger? They do. I have a deadline where I will work on a recap. So we're talking recaps right now, which are one thing. And then the reality pieces I write, because I write for reality tea and I write for a website called 22 Words. That's just a recent phenomenon where I write different kind of feature pieces, like the best 25 Real Housewives catchphrases or like the worst 10 Bachelors ever. Those are more, you can run those stories anytime. You can work on them at different times of day or night. But recaps, I mean, you're watching it and you're writing it. So the cool thing about writing recaps is that, well, you reach a lot of people in one day because most people like to read it that next day or that night. And so there's can be like a live conversation about whatever your piece
is.
Under
the comments, under the...
And so it can be a great way to launch. Like for me, then launching the podcast, The Pink Shade with Aaron Martin, I've been able to promote that in my recaps. And because people kind of get to know you as a recapper a little bit more than they would get to know you just for writing feature pieces.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if someone wanted to become a recaps writer or a blogger for an entertainment website, what do they need? A certain type of education? Do they need to have a degree in journalism, English? Is that a requirement or is it just
not at all?
Write us and then somebody judges it. And that's it. It's sort of like a film festival. You send in your film.
It is. It really is. Because I mean, I don't have a background in television or in any kind of writing about TV. I just like watching it, you know? And so,
you being an English teacher, that certainly helps because you're extremely educated and you're a wordsmith and you, at least I feel you are. And I feel that you have a degree in journalism or English couldn't help. So if that's what you want to do, people out there listening, I would say if you're young and you want to be a writer, I think journalism, English, anything, writing, creative writing, literature, anything like is going to help you. And then if you want to write comedy, you better watch it. So we're going to finish up with reality real quick with and move on to your other stuff. But real quick, I have you and I, 90 Day Fiance is my favorite. Is it yours? And if so, who all this could ever want to do with the show? Your character and who's your least favorite? If you want to do the reality, but go ahead. Like your favorite, like
so who's
you love.
My, who's my most? Who's
love,
my
love,
favorite?
Love, hate. Favorite. Who do you love? Love, love. Who do you hate? Hate. Hate
on 90 Day Fiance.
Word, or maybe not like as much. Yeah, 90 Day Fiance.
So on 90 Day Fiance, I could hate watch Nicole and Azin all day long. So I can hate watch them. So it's not that. It's like I love to hate. You know, it's like I can't get enough of it. And I could also
I just put in there, air real quick. I want to beat her ass so bad.
Leash.
Oh
and
my
beat her
God!
With it.
Oh my God! I want to put it on her neck and drag her little fat ass down that street. And the only reason I can say fat is because I'm a little fluffy myself. So it's not like I'm skinny calling somebody. It's a fat on fat hate crime going on here right now.
It's not a hate crime.
Yeah. So I agree totally. Who do you love?
I love, and I will say this, and people will probably like want to kill me for it, but I love Molly of Molly and Luis. And here's why. I root for her even when she's making terrible decisions. Like, I want Molly to be happy.
I know, but I was loving Molly up until when the producer found out that she had married that.
I know.
And I'm like, did she do... Is she shady? Did she do... Oh, I was like, I was a little upset with her. I was like, she was totally shady and she knew what she was doing. But then she put on the naive thing and she sells it really well. But she knew exactly what she was doing. But you know what? I feel sorry for her. I think she deserves love. And you know, and I think that daughter, everybody's like loving on the daughter. But I think that that daughter is very selfish because she needs to let her mother do her thing. The mother needs a 9-inch to a 12-inch once in a while. Come on now, girl. Come on now. She needs something other than plastic and batteries. Leave your mother alone. Exactly. Go out there and leave her alone.
That's the thing. It's like, Molly, I just wanted better for her. I could not stand some of the decisions she was making, but she was one of the people, unlike a Nicole or a Danielle Mullins Jabali, who we won't even talk about, but unlike them, who you're just like, you need to be voted off the island. We need to not see you anymore, period. But like Molly, I'm like, you can redeem yourself, girl. Come on. Yeah. Like, I just wanted her to do better.
But yeah. I want to know, and you're going to tell, maybe you could tell me, like, I'm going to have you on here. I'm going to have you on here at least white every couple months so we can do our reality gaps.
Oh my God, I would love it.
Because I have to know, why the hell Nicole is going to Morocco? Is she threatening her parents again? They already said they would support that damn bum for 10 years. And yet I just read on some website that she's moving to Morocco before Valentine's Day. What's that?
Apparently she went over there because Azan, he got denied his K-1 visa because he traveled to a country on our watch list. Which, side note, I live in fear every day that the current administration is going to shut down 90 Day Fiancé. Like, that's my number one fear. That's my number one fear. Like, no joke. I'm like, please, God. So that crazy shit happened where he couldn't come into the country because Trump changed the laws. I was like, damn it. And then all of a sudden, you see, no, Nicole has to go there.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. See, nobody said that. See, people listening, you're getting the scoop from Aaron right now. Nobody knew that. I searched all over that damn internet. I could not find out why. They were not giving it up. So there you go. Aaron gave us the scoop. Real quick, we want to talk about your new show, Pink Shade. Why is it called Pink Shade?
So I thought of that name in like an hour. I mean, not to be like, oh, it's incredible, because I don't know if it is or if it's confusing. But I was like, I had my logo drawn up by a very good friend of mine who's a graphic artist. And I've been using the logo for like a year just as a writer. Like, it was just my logo with a pink sunglasses, opaque, one side clear. And then I was going to create the podcast, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to call it like something with reality TV in the title, because I also talk about other things. I talk about ghost stories. I talk about just like the weird underbelly of a lot of things. And so I just thought, okay, pink shade. I don't know. It's just,
you know, I was like,
it's fun and snarky. I think,
exactly, you know? Because it's like, okay, if you're, you know, the slang, the millennial slang is like throwing shade, right? So that means talking bad.
Exactly.
Somebody, right? So that would be in my mind like throwing dark shade. So like if it's pink, it's bright and it's happy, but it's still shade, right? So it's like happy but still shady. So
right. Like I'm a mom, but I still swear.
Yeah. It's like you're getting some happy shade and you're gonna get some dark shade. So I love the name. I think it's totally gonna take off. What you do now, you said that you talk about obviously you're talking about all the reality shows that you cover, and then you said dash of cult and ghost stories. How does that fit in, the cult and ghost stories?
Well, so I was actually born in a cult. And I was raised in a cult for about 3 years. We left before I was 4 years old. And I do a deep dive on my parents' experiences. I grew up on the East Coast, and we were part of this cult. It was actually spoofed on Seinfeld, the cult that we were in. And the leader is still around today. I've interviewed ex-cult members from our group. It was called the COBU, the Church of Bible Understanding. And my parents like completely left it. We lived a completely separate life, you know, all my formative years, but it's like my origin story. So I have this huge fascination with all things cult. And I start with my story, and then I go each week now that we're in February, I'm going to start going into different cults, that are touched on in reality TV. So Leah Remini's got her A&E series on Scientology, which is so everybody talks about that one. But then Waco just came out, and so I'm covering Waco and the Branch Davidians, and I'm also writing articles about cults on 22 Words. So it's like my writing, my experience, the reality TV. It all muddles in together somehow. It's crazy. I know, it's a weird combo.
But how do the ghost stories fit in?
The ghost stories fit in because I'm obsessed with that as well. And we as a family have had what I think is a supernatural experience. If you guys want to listen to it, you can listen to the bonus episode. It's a ghost story. It's called A Ghost for Christmas. And it's about a spirit that really lived with our family, I am convinced, for about 5 years.
Currently. Well, what happened? Did he move out? Did he or she move out, or did you have your house
outgrew her?
What?
I think my daughter really outgrew her. So it was a spirit that was really attached to my daughter.
Oh my God.
And I think my daughter outgrew her, basically. So I did tons of research on what it means when, you know, there's a spirit with your child, and how it's different than an imaginary friend. And you know what's weird? I think my audience, it's a lot of women and men, mostly women, some men around my age, 30s, 40s, who are interested in just kind of juicy stories. And that's reality TV. That's Dateline. That's all. I like true crime. I like all of it.
Oh, me too. Are you Pink Shade, your show Pink Shade, it is on a website called acast.com. Are you bringing on different guests? Are you talking by yourself? What happens with these? Do you have a co-host?
Yep, I'm just by myself. And then I have guests on every once in a while. I talked to Leah Black recently, who was a Real Housewife of Miami. I talked to Gretchen Bonaducci, she did Breaking Bonaducci with Danny years ago, reality show. Yeah. And I've interviewed different bloggers. I interviewed a publicist and a neighbor of one of the Real Housewives. I just find people on the internet, and people get suggested, and I'm really just starting out.
Honey, girl, you and I swear to God, on parallel universes, I think we'd be the same person, because I am all up in everything that you're about. And I think it would be great if I could refer you to some friends of mine who are celebrities who are all into ghost stories. And I just got notice we got 3 minutes, so we're going to squeeze in.
Okay,
Let's talk, let's text each other, but let's swap guests. I can give you some seriously good ghost story and some cult. I know a couple people, I don't think they were in a cult.
Oh, I love that.
So we'll switch on that. Last thing, you're on the Jenny McCarthy Show. You and Jenny McCarthy have been doing a show for a while called the Jenny McCarthy Show, obviously. And you said that you roped Jenny in because her listeners to becoming obsessed with 90 Day Fiancé. Now, when you say is that because she was reluctant to watch it for some reason? Or how did she she and her listeners?
Yeah, so we really started out doing Real Housewives. So they got a hold of me through reality tea. Everyone who's found me has found me through reality tea. And so I'm really glad I finally put my name out there. But it was last January, they just got a hold of me, even when I was just Erin M. still. And I just really clicked with Jenny. Just like I'm clicking with you. I mean, I just really love talking to you guys about this stuff. So I was like, yeah, let's talk about Real Housewives. Let's talk about Beverly Hills. And then after a certain point, we were kind of feeling like it was getting stale. And I'm like, you have to watch 90 Day Fiancé. And then her best friend got on board, and we started texting about it. And we both kind of convinced her. And then the listeners followed. And everybody is totally obsessed with 90 Day Fiancé now. It's we just had to convince her it's worth her precious time, because her time
is
very
so
precious.
Worth it. I know.
And,
it is
and
so
she
worth
said,
it.
She's right? I want to snort it. Yeah. She's this is crack. Totally.
It is. Oh my God. It is. And you know what? You should be getting a damn commission off of writing and getting so many people hooked and obsessed on 90 Day Fiancé. I think that you and I are soulmates on this whole reality television
show.
We
are.
And Would you please, please come back on the show again if I ask you to come back?
Oh,
I know
God, I would love
up,
to.
You're going to blow
would
up. You're
love
be
to.
So busy, but, you know, I don't care. I will fit. I will fit you in whenever you have a Sunday available because I didn't even talk to you. We didn't get to talk about Brain Jolt, 22 words. Maybe there's a
That's okay. That's okay. People can
that.
Find me. People can find me on there. And my podcast is on iTunes and it's on Stitcher and it's Pink Shade with Aaron Martin. If you search the whole title, you'll find it. You'll find a little face with pink sunglasses. That's me.
That's you.
And, yeah.
We got to talk. I want that allegedly.
That's me.
I want the graphic designer's name too because I need a logo done. Brian Kiley is coming on my show April 15th. He is the comedy for Conan O'Brien. I am going to tell him, as I promised, I am going to tell him about. And I'm going to tell him he's got to check you out. And also, I'm going to tell him to turn Conan on to you as well. And
oh, my God. I'm peeing. Oh, my God. Okay.
In touch with you. And maybe there will be something that happens out of that because you are so brilliant. You are like God sent for reality television in my mind. So thank you
so much. Priscilla, you are so awesome. Thank you. You're so amazing. Thank you so much.
Please check out Aaron. Do you want me to go Aaron Leah Martin or Aaron Martin? What do you want? What do you like?
Any way you want to do it. All my socials are Aaron Leah Martin, which is probably the easiest to remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aaron Leah Martin, please go to Reality T and check out all of her recaps. Also check her out on PinkShadeAcast.com and the Jenny McCarthy Show on Sirius XM on Channel 109. Twitter, Aaron Leah Martin, and Instagram, Aaron Leah Martin. Thank you.
I adore you so much.
Please keep writing. And we'll get in touch with you for the next show. Say goodbye to your fans.
Goodbye. Thank you, guys. Love you, Priscilla.
Thank you, Aaron. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.